بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الترهيب من السباب واللعن، لا سيما لمعين آدميا كان أو دابة وغيرهما، وبعض ما جاء في النهي عن سب الديك والبرغوث والريح وترهيب من قذف المحصنة والمملوك. This entire chapter is warning against a person that has this habit of swearing and cursing, especially swearing and cursing something specific like a human being or an animal or anything else. In the previous chapters, we find that we were encouraged to abstain from anger, then to bring about unity, not to be jealous of one another, not to leave out speaking to a Muslim for more than 3 days, etc. Now, continuing with this theme of maintaining unity, maintaining peace in society, this habit of swearing and cursing is a very evil habit. Many people have formed the habit of just swearing without batting an eye. It's a joke also to swear. But it doesn't create the right atmosphere at home, in the workplace, and it doesn't give off a good impression of a Muslim. Sometimes every statement of his has a swear word and he thinks nothing of it. So this hadith, or this chapter rather, is encouraging that a Muslim is not one that swears and curses. Strong words of this encouragement come. Look at this first hadith. An ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سباب المسلم فسوق وقتاله كفر رواه البخاري ومسلم. This hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Nasai Sharif, Ibn Majah, 5 of the 6 major hadith kitabs, reported by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, to swear a Muslim is a great sin, fusuq, it's a very, very great sin, fisk. Person that does it is a fasik, it's an open sinner to swear a Muslim. Now imagine road rage, swearing a Muslim. The hadith is saying here, to swear a Muslim is fisk. How unfortunate, in some homes, a father is swearing his child, and then the child grows up with the same habit. Husband and wife swearing each other. Fusuqun, this is fisk. And waqitaluhu kufrun. To fight a Muslim is kufr. To believe it to be permissible to kill a Muslim and to fight him, that is definitely kufr. Or fighting him is kufr in the broader sense of the word. That means person is committing a very, very great sin. So a person should think very, very carefully. Do we prefer to give preference to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to give in to our own desires? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses the word al-mustabbani shaitanani. Two people that are swearing each other and going at each other's throats, abusing each other, they are shaitan. Imagine the word shaitanani. They are two shaitans. Allah ta'ala save us. Allah ta'ala protect us. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, inna min akbaril kaba'ir ayyal'ana ar-rajulu walidayhi. This is shifting now to a different topic. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one of the greatest major sins is for a person to swear his own parents. Qila ya Rasulullah, yal'an is to curse his parents. The word here uses la'an, to curse his parents. Qila ya Rasulullah, wa kayfa yal'anu rajul walidi. Sahaba couldn't understand how a person will curse his parents. Today we think a time when a man is swearing his parents, cursing them on their face, putting them in old age homes, abandoning them, doesn't want to have anything to do with his parents. Ya Rasulullah, wa kayfa yal'anu rajul walidayhi. Sahaba couldn't understand. How will this happen? It's impossible that a man will curse his parents. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained a scenario to make us understand how much a person should be careful about swearing and cursing his parents. قَالَ يَسُبُّ أَبَا الرَّجُلُ. He'll swear someone else's father. فَيَسُبُّ أَبَاهُ. That person in return will swear his father. وَيَسُبُّ أُمَّهُ. فَيَسُبُّ أُمَّهُ. He'll swear that person's mother, and in return that person will swear his mother. So he shouldn't do any action that will even result in his parents getting sworn at. So how much of caution a person should take when it comes to these matters? Quran Sharif speaks about this with regards to don't swear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you will swear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By swearing the gods of the other religions, it will prompt them to swear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't become a means of swearing Allah ta'ala indirectly by swearing the gods of other people, so that they in return now they will begin to curse and swear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this hadith, the same applies to the parents. Don't swear other people's parents because you want to protect your parents from abuse. From this we understand we should protect our parents' name, their honor and their izzat, even in our behavior, even in our words. So this chapter is speaking about that a Muslim should not be one that swears and should not be one that curses, even if he's cursing animals, etc. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, understanding.